Kirby Yates is with us on Sports Byline USA. He began missing bats at an alarming rate recently, 12.9 strikeouts per nine innings in 2018 and then 15 in 2019, and his splitter was baseball's best in 2019. Let me take you back to Hawaii where you grew up. Tell me a little bit about growing up, because everybody thinks of Hawaii as swimming and surfing.
Well, we're not far off. You probably throw fishing in there too, and that's kind of accurate. It's a great childhood. I couldn't have asked for anything better, honestly. I recently have relocated to Arizona. I spend my off seasons out here, but Kauai definitely has a place in my heart, and that will always be home. And, you know, I always look forward to going home.
Tell me a little bit about your brother, Tyler, because he played Major League Baseball as well. He pitched for the Mets, the Braves, and the Pirates. And even though he was 10 years older than you, he was really instrumental in you developing as a player, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. You know, he was kind of my own personal pitching coach since I was about 20, or not 20, but he was, I was like 12 years old, 12, 13 years old when I really started, you know, being able to throw the baseball with some authority. And, you know, I used to play a lot. I was his catch partner every offseason when he would get ready to go back and, you know, go to the minor leagues or play big leagues. And that's kind of where the work ethic started and what I saw what you had to do. You know, to get ready for a major league caliber season. And I kind of, you know, without really knowing it and just playing catch with him, because I thought it was awesome that I got to play catch with a, you know, a potential big leaguer and a guy that was playing pro baseball who I admired, you know, really, really helped me along the way. And, you know, especially once I got drafted or once I signed and was pursuing my dream to go play in the major leagues, he was always one phone call away. And, you know, when I asked him questions, it usually he was never really easy on me. He never told me what I wanted to hear. He told me what I needed to hear. You know, it was tough brotherly love, but it was 100% what I needed. And yeah, he was a huge influence.
Yeah, I know you said I had a lot of it instilled in my brain. I credit him for that. He told me a couple of times that I was going to be running into funks, and when I have, he was the first person I'd call. And he was always had an answer for me. Not a lot of people have that. You're absolutely right about that. And I'm just wondering about the ups and downs. How did he tell you to deal with those?
I can't, you know, it was hard because I remember one day, I think it was in 2015, and I just texted him or something. I was like, I don't know what to do anymore, man. Like, I don't have any answers. This is, you know, I just was in a bad spot mentally, and he just, you know, he texted back and he said, listen, you're already better than I ever was. So there, you know, I don't have anything to tell you. You just need to get back to doing what you enjoy doing. And, you know, and for him to kind of say that kind of, it took me back a little bit because, you know, that was the first time he'd ever really give me any kind of credit. And, you know, I think that helped immensely. And, you know, now it's awesome because when I was watching his career, I was, you know, one of his biggest fans. I'd watch every game, and, you know, you live and die by every pitch, and now it's flipped, and he's watching my career, and he's in the same position as I was when, you know, I was watching him, and I think it's an awesome relationship, and it's really, really cool to be a part of it.
I see a quote from Tyler. He said, I learned as I went through the minor league system, and every year I came home and taught him everything I learned that year. I found the minor league system very interesting for young players. Tell me a little bit about how you dealt with the minor leagues and what he told you to do in dealing with it.
Yeah, I felt like I was always kind of prepared for every situation in the minor leagues. You know, I always had a little bit of advice going into every season of, you know, that, hey, Double A's like this, Triple A's like this, and you know, but if we do this, we should be fine, kind of a thing. And you know, the minor leagues, when you're going through it, you don't really like realize it. Everybody's kind of like, well, the minor leagues isn't, you know, the glorious life is an MLB and blah blah blah, but the bus rides and everything, and it can definitely be tough on you sometimes, don't get me wrong, but you know, looking back on it, it was also a lot of fun. You know, you make some of the best memories in small cities and playing with some buddies and just, you know, you really get to play baseball every day for the first time and you adjust to that. And it's, you know, I had a lot of fun, especially a kid from Hawaii who never really seen the United States. So I thought it was pretty neat for me. I got to go through the Midwest. I got to go through the entire South. I got to see all these different cities and all these different states. And for me, that was really, really neat.
Yeah, there's something special about playing minor league baseball, is there not? When I'm traveling the country, if they have a minor league team in town, I make sure that I go see a game. And, of course, I've been down in the South, and you played in Durham, where the Bull Durham movie was made as well. But what is it that makes it special, minor league baseball, do you think?
Well, I think there's not all the, you know, the lights and the cameras and, you know, everything that comes with the big league baseball. I think it's a little bit dialed back, and so you can kind of see the players a little bit more on a personal level, I guess. You get a little bit closer, and, you know, everybody's trying to get to the big leagues. Nobody's there yet, and I think that kind of determination is something that you can see on a field, and you can something that you can appreciate. You know, I know for me, it was you know, it was a grind every day, but there was a bigger goal ahead, you know, of your future that you were trying to accomplish.
Tell me a little bit about Cup Check and that sport, because you're involved along with 9 other players in Major League Baseball. Tell me a little bit about how that came about. Meaning the game.
Yeah. So the game's Cup Check. Me, Alex Cobb, Kevin Jepson, and Matt Andrees were at a NASCAR race in Phoenix. And, you know, we had this makeshift game that we had a cinder block and two PVC pipes standing up, and we had cups on the top of them, and we were throwing discs to try and knock them off. And you throw through the poles, you get some points. If you knock the disc off, you get some or if you knock the cups off, you get some points. And also on top of that, like, you get to play defense. And, you know, the cups fly off the pole. You catch them, you get a point too. So there's all kind of action going on, and it's just one of those games that it'd be, you know, considerable to, like, cornhole, just something to kill time and play in the backyard. And we started playing this, and people started coming by and asking to play, and we kind of had a light bulb go off, and you know, we started toying with the idea of trying to maybe come up with our own product. And you know, here we are, I think 4 years later, and we have our own product. And you know, it's been a really fun ride, and it's you know, it's neat because the game's fully functional, and from where it was to what it is now, it's really, really neat. And, you know, you can play it anywhere. You can play it in your backyard. We have a base that's fully functional on flat surfaces. You can play it at the beach. And it's a neat, fun way to kill some time.
Is there a strategy to the way you play that game?
Yeah, you want to get to 21 points as fast as you can. So when you throw a disc, If you split the poles without knocking the cups off, you get 3 points, and the other team doesn't have a chance to score any. So that's probably your best bet.
Where can people find out more about Cup Check?
It's we have a website. It's cupcheckgame.com. Or you can find us on, like, social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Cup Check Game. It's at Cup Check Game. So.
Well, I'll just tell people I've seen the video. It looks like it's a lot of fun. I hope I have a chance to see it someplace and play it as well. Let me ask you, you know, it was understood that it was challenging for you and Ashley when you had Oakley born. And I'm just wondering, getting through something like that, especially when you're a pro athlete and you've got, you know, your attention elsewhere. And that was the case certainly with you and Ashley and Oakley. Tell me how you got through that.
You know, I think it's just one of those things that, you know, it's like any job that you have, and it's hard to kind of separate the two from, you know, family and your job when you go. But, you know, I made it a real conscious effort that anytime I showed up to the park, I was 100% at the field. And, you know, I used to give my phone to the trainers or somebody and say, if it rings, and it's actually obviously tell me and make sure everything's okay. And, you know, you go through that, but it's, you know, you show up to the field, you're 100% on what you need to do that day to help your team. And when you go home, you're 100% a husband and a dad. And, you know, that kind of, that really, going through that taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about, you know, just being able to separate certain things in your daily life to be able to, you know, accomplish what you need to accomplish in that day, and understanding certain mindsets that, you know, can kind of help you get through rough patches and really find ways to kind of apply it to pitching and preparation and all of that kind of stuff. You know, and looking back on it, you know, that's one of the things that's it's definitely helped me now. It's definitely helped me every day, just kind of focus on the importance of, you know, the everyday life and actually what's really important to you.
Kirby, I want to thank you for your time talking about your career, your struggle, and your accomplishments in Major League Baseball. You're welcome here anytime. Take care, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
Right. Kirby Yates again with us, a closer for the San Diego Padres. And in 2019, he was selected as the Padres' sole representative at the All-Star Game. And boy, did he have a season. We continue across the country and around the world. Good to have you with us on America's Sports Talk Show.